from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
The Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
I'm scared of Willie. All right, Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. It's a jacked up Friday, courtesy of Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
I wish it was Friday. It's Monday.
All of us are switching showtime. So Guru and I are going to be here all week from 2 to 6. Bonte and Chasky, 10 to 2. Willard and Dibs will be doing the morning, 6 to 10. And that will last through the week. And then next Monday, we will be back to normal. We are talking about the Warriors. Lauri Markkanen, specifically. But let me start off the segment with this from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Come on, guys. You handled that last caller so poorly. You need to teach the listeners a little bit about how good Markkanen is. And you let him say Vucevic would be a good addition, and you didn't push back. Come on.
And if that guy will get a Q-tip and clean his ears, I've been preaching or singing the praises of Markkanen for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah. Here's what I think.
Help me out.
I don't love Vucevic. But let me tell you something. It's not like Lauri Markkanen is significantly better. So, just for kicks. You know what I did over the break?
Let me see.
What?
Oh, you're about to tell us.
Yeah. Anybody remember real quick what happened when the Bulls came in this past year against the Warriors?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody remember?
Curry got hurt.
Okay, that I don't remember.
Hods missed a layup at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Curry got hurt.
Hey, you remember what else happened?
Didn't DeRozan go for like 40?
Yeah, you know what else happened?
I don't know.
Vucevic had a nice game.
Oh, that he did.
He went for 33-11. 33-11-5.
Draymond wasn't out there.
That's what he did against the Warriors. Lauri Markkanen. This is so fitting. He had 19-5-0. Okay, the first game they played the Warriors. 19-5-0. Not one assist. I know Utah stinks. Who's going to throw it? No assists. Oh, they played. Then he had his revenge game. He had 20 the next time. He was 6-for-23 from the floor. Mm. Lauri Markkanen. 6-for-23 from the floor, and your 7-footer takes 11 threes.
If you can't beat him, join him.
4-for-11 from 3-point range. 20 points.
two off nights.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's go to the other games. Because they played the Jazz four times. Okay, let's go down the game. Oh.
Wasn't there.
He didn't play the third game against. Oh. And he didn't play the fourth game either.
Tanking.
So, there you go.
I still want him.
I know you do. Yep. You love the idea of going 6-for-23.
Well, in that case, the Warriors should just go out and try and get Fontecchio. He killed me,
too. I like him.
Yeah, he's in Detroit.
Oh. Gene's in Oakland.
Our guy.
What's up, Gene? Hey, Gene, how you doing?
Good afternoon, hour.
Yeah, I know.
This is when I normally... Yeah, I mean, this is when I'm driving home, picking up the dog for the dog park, so...
Nice.
I call in a lot at this time.
All right,
look, I'm getting really frustrated constantly hearing about Lauri Markkanen. I mean, once again, he's not that great. He's a good player. But now they're talking about giving up Podziemski, possibly, and, you know, probably one or two other players and valuable draft picks to get this guy. When they do that, either we're going to be any better immediately, let alone in the future. I mean, and here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that, especially after what Curry said last week, kind of dropping a hint, basically saying, you know, things can change. We have to interpret. If things don't look like he has any kind of a chance for a fifth ring, he just may want to bolt on us. So I have a feeling the organization is trying anything and everything they can to get a so-called name on the roster to appease Stefan. But if they carry through with this Markkanen trade, with what they're talking about, they're not going to get any closer to a ring. They're going to get farther away.
Great call. But the point, Gene, is not obviously the goal would be to get to the championship. You would appease your star in Steph Curry, and he's right. I think that's what they're doing. And I know a lot of people disagree with it.
Yeah. And if you're just joining us, that's.
You don't like it?
No, I don't.
And Norm Pops,
I don't. He ain't 26. Son. He's 36.
Never mistake activity for achievement. So just because you go make a deal, I mean, it's always going to be 50-50 if the guy works out for you. But I believe that this team would market in who and whoever, along with Dre and Steph, would be better than what we got now.
Yeah, I don't. I don't at all. And here's the danger for me is if you bring marketing in here and you're not discernibly better, then what? And now you don't have Kuminga, and let's say you don't
Curry's
have
Curry's going to have to keep his mouth shut. Because we went and did what we could.
Let me ask you a question.
You know what time it
Do
is,
you
Steph?
Think Steph Curry thinks that if we get marketing, we got championship fever?
I'll do you one better. What does he think right now? Because ain't no clapping.
I don't know.
And that's why I think he came off a little, when he said things change quick. I get what you're studying. What is it now? What's he saying now?
What's the difference between now and last year at this time? They weren't going anywhere last year.
Well, they had Chris Paul.
And they had Klay Thompson. It's like we're under the impression that Steph doesn't think they could be better. Why not? He saw Klay mope through the last 2 years. He saw Chris Paul not want to. I mean,
and
listen,
Wiggins be a MIA.
Yeah. All those things. And him slip the second half of the season. 888-957-9570. So, we're talking Warriors. Yeah, go on.
Evan said it before we got out of here. Yeah. So are you telling me you can please both masters, Donnie, by actually rebuilding and still having Steph and Dre on the team? Do you get when I say that? I just want to throw the mic at the wall because they can't do both.
They shouldn't.
Mm.
They shouldn't even. Right. So who are we kidding? Who are we kidding is what I'm asking. Like, who are we really kidding? And this is the part about Draymond and Steph, but more specifically about Steph. This is where I think we underestimate these two guys. They're four-time champions. They know what a championship team looks like. And this ain't it with or without Lauri Markkanen. Period. There's no way Steph thinks. Now, Steph may be like, you know, we can be better. And listen, here's the way I think Steph's got to look at it right now. You're not going to win 60 games anymore. It's almost out of the question because your two of your best players are as old as they are, and they're going to miss games, whether load management or they're going to have to play too hard in the regular season. So I think what Steph Curry is looking at is, okay, we're a 10 seed, but maybe we weren't really a 10 seed. Can we get up to 4 or 5? Is it possible? Or even 6?
Yeah.
And then do some damage.
But that's it.
Okay. Well, if that's not enough for Steph, we can't. Like, Steph's not dumb enough to think, we're going to pull a rabbit out of the hat. Like,
well, no, that would just be,
the NBA.
Let's say they don't, Stani, and they go with what you just said, that'd be 2 years in a row, no playoffs. At some point, that's when they got to have, hey, let's talk. And that's what you said earlier in the show.
I mean, the idea that this might not be a playoff team, that shouldn't be surprising. Like, just like, here's what I don't get. Okay, so you go into last year and you think you're better than you are. Okay, and you're not. You don't even make the playoffs.
But you made it the year before.
Great. And how'd that go?
You were gassed and you lost against the Laker team.
So I'll ask again, what are we thinking here, really, about what we're going to do with this team?
Well,
right,
you're
now
talking to Mike D and Lakeup then too. If Mike they go D and try to get this Mike D, like, if that, again, it's about signals and what the organization tried to do with Paul George, you were against. And if
that,
these reports
I saw
are true,
Paul George, though,
they're trying to get marketing, yeah, and you're against. But what you just said, like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You're talking to management too if they pull off a deal like this.
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard for me. I'm not giving up future picks,
yeah,
when Steph's not here. No chance am I doing that. No way. I can't. Now, if you want to go get Paul George, and they try to get Paul George, like, I still wouldn't have done it, but it's like, okay, I get. Okay, now Steph's going to be happy. But are you going to be better? I don't know. Let's see how Philly does. Let's see how Philly does with Paul George.
They should be better. I think highly of they should be better.
You would think. But let's see if he's healthy.
But so
let's see how he fits in.
I got you. And that's why, and PG don't need me to defend him. His road dog, Kawhi Leonard, one of the best closers in the league's ever seen, could never stay healthy in the most important time of the season. And somehow Paul George caught strays as if that didn't work out because of him. They got to the Western Conference Finals. Kawhi got hurt. Kawhi got hurt in two of the last three playoff series.
And maybe they would have had a higher seed in one of those years if Paul George didn't miss 36% of the regular season games he played. That's what I'm talking about. A guy like Paul George and a guy like Kawhi Leonard, guess what? They're like Wilt Chamberlain at shoot-around. You only get me one time. Wilt Chamberlain was the famous guy who, what was the guy's name? It was Rick Barry's father-in-law. Hale, maybe was his name. Anyway, he implemented, no, it wasn't him. It was somebody else. Bill Sharman. Bill Sharman was coaching the Lakers. He instituted shoot-around. They didn't have shoot-arounds at 10 o'clock where the team wakes up, goes to the arena, scouts, you know, they do stuff for an hour, hour and a half. Then they go back to the hotel. Then they come back to the arena for the game. And Wilt Chamberlain said, no, you get me one time. I can come to the gym for shoot-around, but I ain't coming for the game.
Oh, come on.
Well, Wilt could do that. Wilt could do that.
Not nowadays, though. Even with Wilt. Could you imagine?
I mean, if you're putting up 50 and 25, I think you can do whatever you want.
Was Will doing that?
I mean, yeah, I don't.
Is it bad, dude?
I don't know. I just.
On and off the court.
I'm usually a
legend.
You know, I don't believe there are quick fixes. I just don't.
Yeah, but you got to start the project to get fixed. You got to
admit that they've started. They've started. They've got off two fossils who didn't help as much as you thought they were going to help last year. Like, that's the one thing that, okay, so So last year, because
we all knew Paul was leaving, though, Stoney. Okay,
how'd you feel going into the season?
I thought they lost in six to the Lakers the year before with the Jordan Poole and all that drama. What did they teach it? What did they preach? Connectivity. Dunleavy told us that to his face. Connectivity. And I thought the sky was the limit. Not a chip, but maybe the Western Conference Finals. Let's go. And you got the grown-up in the room with Chris Paul to close it. Let's go. That's how I felt.
Okay. And how did it end up?
You know.
So you were gung-ho last year, and they didn't make the playoffs. But this year, you look at the team and say, oh, Steiny, we're in big trouble. And that's what I would say. Why? Why do you think you're in big trouble? Just because you lost Clay and Chris Paul? I think you can make up for those. You're going to need health.
But
you're going to need guys.
Okay.
But what if you don't? So what?
No.
You didn't make it last year.
That's who you really are? Shows you rears its head in week one or the first five games?
Right.
That's the reality I'm dealing with in Warrior fans. What if that's who you are that night in Sacramento where you look like you couldn't even create a shot against a younger, faster team that was missing Monk? What if that is the Warriors who we get in the first month?
We got that last year. We got that last first 2 months of the year. They were under 500. I think we're 20 and 24. I mean, how come last year when we were 20 and 24 did we think?
But you had standards, you thought. And Joe Lacob thought. Steiny, you understand that, though, man.
I understand. No.
When Chris Paul, you remember you took your victory lap when it was announced he was coming. We kind of all
understood. I didn't say order the rings. He's a nice pickup.
Well, we assumed playoffs. We all did.
You did. You did. Because Joe Lacob came in here and said we're going to win it again. What are we doing?
I need Ernie Chavez to pull the tape.
But Scotty,
I'm sure you did not say this. Hey, Goo, I got a feeling this team might not make the offs.
Well, first of all,
Nobody thought that. Look,
they won 46 games. That's about what they were. Usually that'll get you into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing. They won, like, everybody says, 2 years ago, we were 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You won more games last year. Okay, I get it. You didn't make the playoffs.
But the field's gotten better. Have you? That's the question.
We'll see. They might have gotten better.
Well, we've seen that 48 wasn't good enough. Now, what if that 48 is 50 this year?
Well, it's 46, right? What'd they win, 46 or 48 last year?
46.
Okay.
Wasn't good enough.
Exactly. So you don't just get the better. We're at 60 this year. How's this team going to win 50 if their two best players are as old as they are?
Okay, because I can tell you.
Yeah. Wiggins. Oh, now we like the young guys.
Oh, no. Wiggins and Kuminga. Kuminga takes that jump that we're all talking about, the Jaylen Brown jump. And we talk about Andrew Wiggins showing up. There you go. That could make up for the slack if we get the slack from. But what if we get the 28-point game, Curry? Which is still on the table.
Okay.
All right. Did you see Team USA today?
No, what happened?
No, he was playing.
Yeah, he didn't look good.
Well,
he didn't look good.
I'm not saying he had a good his standards.
Right. Yeah.
I just hate him running up and down for not Warrior related.
He had more bad games last year than he's ever had in a year before, Steph. Remember last year he had a lot of games where when he played either back to backs or in two in a row, he wasn't as strong as he was.
But do you understand? And I'm like a lot of people. I'm not saying I'm in denial because I got to see more of it. I put that on what was around him.
Of course you do. Because you use a different standard for our superstar than you do for everybody else's superstar.
That really hurts.
Because
I don't do that favoritism.
You do.
Stuff.
Because you'll say, well, Embiid's never gotten it done in Philly. And he doesn't have enough help.
I'm the guy that said Curry should have hit the shot in game six against Toronto in the finals.
Okay.
And that blew your wig.
Right. Because it was a tough shot. Because you thought he was going to make a shot,
I said he should have. That was everything.
Okay, and they would have lost game seven.
Please. That series is over if it would have went seven.
Okay. The Warriors are going to win game seven without Clay and Durant. All right, I got you. Let's go. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Rich in Daly City.
Richie.
What's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
Good, guys. How's it going? I'm glad you guys are on in the afternoon for sure.
I'd like to start off with one question first and foremost. How many championships has Lori won?
Zero.
So how many championships have Moody and JK won?
I got you.
One.
Two combined.
So I'm all about homegrown talent here. I mean, I grew up in the Nelly years where we were just every year rebuilding and getting rid of people that could have evolved into something else. I mean, I'd rather we go for cheaper alternatives that bring the same skill sets as Lori, like Santi Aldana, Zach Collins. We could even sign Poku, who's an unrestricted free agent at this point. And then if we really need scorers, you know, there are the Levines or even Tyler Hero, if we're looking for a secondary score, that I don't think it'll cost us as much as what Utah is asking for. And still, we could still keep within budget using Wiggins, Loon, and Gary Payton as salary offset. What do you guys think? I mean, because I just don't want to gut the future when I think we have birds in the hand in Moody and JK, that I'd hate to gut our future just for Lori.
My feeling on all this is I think they have a chance to be better than last year. And holding on to Clay, I don't know what it would have gotten you. I don't know. I mean, for God's sakes, we've complained for 12 years about there are no young guys. And I'm thinking, well, Curry and all those guys are in their prime, so it's going to be hard to play young guys when you're in the middle of a dynasty. So now the dynasty looks like it's over, and you want to trade the young guys. That's the part that I don't understand.
Well, when the dynasty's over, Stoney, the leading men, they're gone. It's a whole new regime. It's a whole new starting five, and that's why I keep bringing up Kuminga in a role to where he would be option A or option B.
How many NBA players went out their last year or two as a champion and were stars when they went out?
I can't think of one.
I mean, Duncan maybe. Did Duncan win last year? But he played 60 games, but he was a role player, a damn good one on that team. I mean, I think we continue to try to put like a square peg in a round hole.
It speaks to how great this run has been.
Exactly.
And that, see, and look, I'm not mad. I've come to grips with, okay, so what do you want? Like, it's got to be the biggest reality check in the world. If we look at it from that standpoint of what they've done, now there's 2/3 of the big three here, not throw Looney in there. He's still here. But good God, Steiny, at some point, what you talk about an hour ago, nobody will be mad. Maybe it'll be best for both parties. Steph can go somewhere where they're closer to the winning than here. He doesn't have to worry about guys going through his puberty. And then the haul that I think the Warriors would get for Steph Curry puts him, in regard to Pickville, right back in the game.
Okay. All right.
Can
you meet me halfway on this?
I think I am.
No, you're not.
How?
Just admit, last year, you thought this was a championship team, and they finished 10th. So at least do me the respect of saying, you know what, I could see them be better next year, and saying, well, that's not good enough. Like, how?
See, because I don't...
Yeah, it's disrespect,
no,
I feel.
Steiny, what if I told you being better and still not making the playoffs does nothing for me?
Well, that's out of your control. If you win 48 games and it's not good enough, then it's not good enough.
Okay, but it is in my control if I think Lori Markkanen makes us better than a 48-win team.
Okay, and that's what you think, and that's fine.
Okay, but then if you want to change the subject to, what does our future look like? Then you could say, you know what, this is why I didn't agree with it before. In the meantime, in Curry and Dre's time, I think that move would get them past 48.
Yeah, and you thought they were a championship team last year.
Yeah, but they didn't. All they did was add Chris Paul and connectivity.
So then why did you think it?
Because the year before they'd went to the playoffs. It wasn't that big of a stretch to me.
They were 6 seed, though, two years ago.
No, not in the play-in.
Huh?
They weren't in the play-in. They were a natural playoff team.
Yeah, they were 6. They finished 6th and they won.
And to what you just said a few minutes ago,
and who'd they beat? Like, that's the other thing. They were six, and they got the easiest three seed in the history of three seeds.
But they won the game.
You're right. So then keep it together. And keep it together.
Which is what they've done.
Oh. Hey, by the way, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Just a sim. I just think we're taught what we're talking about for marketing. To me, is too much. It's too much to give up. In general, Chris in San Leandro. Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? This is what I want this season. I just want to give Stephen Curry a chance to play basketball. This this team has been having like New York Post drama for the past like 3 years. I think if you give Steph a chance to play basketball and just that, minimal drama, and a team that is actually connected and are having fun together, I think Stein is right. This teammate right now, as it's built, is better than last year. So I think if you give the chef a chance to play basketball, that's all, I think he can make some noise in the playoffs with a connected team. That's my take.
I appreciate that. And we saw, hey, an estimated eyes on the YouTube chat. Goo, no way. So they didn't put no way. Now you want to trade Curry? Question marks. Hell no. I'm just telling you the reality is setting in that if we go this way and it doesn't work after Curry's comments and just the state of this franchise, who's to say that, you know, as much as I would hate that, who's to say that's off the table? That's all I'm specifically, point I'm trying to make.
Who's to say,
connectivity means nothing to me. I thought that's why they'll be better last year. And then Draymond went out there and threw connectivity away and missed 20-some games. Well, so I'm looking at this team as Draymond doesn't get suspended. There's no big trade. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm all in. Let's see what you got.
You know what's funny is if you want to use the word connectivity, they're going to be so much more connectivity this year than last. It's going to be unreal. I guarantee you.
Because
for a number of reasons. One is, yeah, there was Draymond. We know that. But what else do we know now? Now we know there was an issue with Clay. He wasn't happy. Mm. He didn't want to be here. He felt disrespected. And you're damn right, I think, that along with age played into him having a subpar year, period. Who's the third guy I'm thinking of?
Wiggins.
Oh, and listen, I don't think he was terrible, but when I saw Chris Paul sign with the San Antonio Spurs,
Chris Paul,
and say he wants to play, he wants to start, that tells me he wasn't all in last year coming off the bench. He did the best he could. He was pretty good, but he didn't like his role, and he didn't want to be here either. I believe there's a scenario out there. Now that you lost Chris Paul, who wanted to start, and Klay Thompson, who wanted some respect that he didn't feel he was getting, you have better chemistry.
But what about basketball?
Then you have better basketball, because then you get rid of the selfish guys, if that's what you think. If you think Klay was selfish.
Okay, because I'm talking about Chris Paul.
What about him?
I thought he was a perfect soldier. Oh, there's no doubt he probably was steaming behind closed doors that he wanted a bigger role, but Steiner, he played up until he broke his hand.
He was okay.
Yeah, so was the team. So was Curry. My point is he played, and like, they didn't lose games because Chris Paul was mad he should have been playing more.
And I don't think they won a lot of games because of Chris Paul.
And just like,
you can't prove they lost.
Right. So I'm not going there. Right. That's a big reach.
What is?
Now that Chris Paul might not have been in his ideal role that those are worth wins.
He went out there and played. Yeah, he played, but maybe he's going to be better for the Spurs because he thinks he's more appreciated. That's all I'm saying. And I've told you a million times, I'm a huge chemistry guy. Huge.
I think that's a big pickup for the Spurs.
Yeah, you know what? And I think it's a good
departure.
Yes.
Well, let's put it right on the table. Why do you think he didn't start? If they thought it would be better from a basketball standpoint.
Because it wouldn't have been better.
Oh. Why?
Because he's too old. Like, I don't.
And so for a team,
who's he going to start for?
No, I'm just, hold on. He could have started when Pajimski was out there. He could have been starting. So for a team that did make the playoffs and had CP3 on their team,
you
and they thought it.
Hold on. You can't start Curry and Chris Paul. You can't.
Okay, why not? You didn't make the playoffs. It didn't work the other way. I'm just asking. This is Chris effing Paul, and if he's mad that he should be starting, who are you or anybody else to say you can't start him and Steph? So I'm giving him credit for playing the good soldier role, but you didn't make the playoffs. How the hell can anybody say what wouldn't work? That's all I'm saying. What you ran out there did not work. Is that fair?
If Chris Paul would have started with Steph Curry, what happens to Clay?
The same thing that happened to him when he went to the bench. My thing is, was that the right choice not to start Chris Paul when you didn't make the playoffs?
Oh, my God.
It's not far-fetched to double back and say, maybe you make the playoffs if you would have started him. I don't know. But to just say wholeheartedly, all that, it's impossible. A team that didn't make the playoffs miss me with what could have won. Oh, man. Now I think maybe you should have started him. If you're saying peace of mind. And come on now. You can't have it both ways, Steiny.
And you can't.
They didn't make the playoffs, so don't tell me Chris Paul and Curry couldn't have started.
Okay, and don't tell me they could have. Please, Goo. Like, let's be real. What would it? Okay, so game one, Steve Kerr goes, I'm starting Steph Curry and Chris Paul. Oh, yeah, that's going to go over well with the fans.
Maybe that'll go over well with the fans.
Yeah, okay. No, just think
is
about
Chris
it,
Paul
Goo?
Starting any worse than Pod starting?
It's not about Pods. It's about
Clay
Thompson.
No, I'm asking you, though. Is that any more, like, just perplexing?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
not to me. So now Pods is better than Chris Paul.
He's bigger, and he's better defensively. It's a better fit. Right.
I think you know how I feel on that.
Yeah, and I think you're, like, what are you going to do, play Chris Paul and Steph together 25 minutes
a
game?
No, I'm just telling you, you didn't make the playoffs. Maybe had you started them, who knows?
Well, maybe if they're a 50-win team, though. Like, did they not make the playoffs, or are they one player away from being a 50-win team?
No, but if you're going to go there with Chris Paul, maybe that's why he wasn't effective, or the team will be better because he's gone.
I'm never saying that.
No, I'm just saying, were they really that good not to try to start Chris Paul? And he did start some games.
Right. Who's he? I just don't understand who
he's
starting for.
If Pods can start, Chris Paul can start. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm dumbing it down. Okay. If Chris Paul, hey, there'll be some pluses and there'll be some minuses. But if we're going to say Pods is more impactful than CP3 and winning a game and he got to start and they didn't make the playoffs, I think it's fair to just double back and say, damn, I wonder what it would look like if you'd have gave Chris Paul 15 games to start. Maybe it wouldn't have worked. Starting, you would go on 15. But damn, we didn't see it.
Okay.
And you didn't make the playoffs. So nothing worked.
No, but you think they can win a title this year?
Well, nobody said nothing. Don't put words in my mouth. When did I say title?
You still think they're title contenders.
I'm talking Curry trade.
Let's go to Shaka in Berkeley.
Our guy.
What's up, Shaka?
Hey, man, we made it, man. We prime time. Best game of the day, man.
Shaka,
Hey, man. Hey, look, we gotta be careful, man. Like Stephen A. said, you gotta be careful, Guru. Hey, we can look in the lenses of what we saw last year and just be honest with ourselves. Yeah. You know, we winning and getting, you know, four championships, could have had six, but we gotta deal with reality. And right now, this team was old. And we were getting beat to the punch last year. Now, we've unloaded two great, great Hall of Fame players, but they're not great Hall of Fame players right now. Mm. And we got to be careful and look at the lenses. The lenses, you know, you was talking about connectivity. You know, I think we've got with Melton, Anderson, and Buddy Hill, we've got younger and more athletic. And I think we just need that one glue player. I think the marketing trade would be a bad trade, man. I think we will regret that for many years to come, man. Especially when you said, I'm not giving up no draft picks when Steph Curry's gone. That was a great point, man. That was a take of the day. But I want to say, I think we need one more. Brandon Ingram looks so good. They say it's a funk between him and Steve Kerr, but I think that would be the perfect ad, man. Marketing. How many 7-foot players to shoot threes are in the Hall of Fame?
Let me think. Thanks, Shaq. Appreciate the call.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's simple to me why Chris Paul didn't start. You can't have Steph at 6'3 and Chris Paul at 6 feet. That's why Pods was a better fit in the backcourt, because he's 6'5". He's got a little bit of size, and he can defend twos better than Chris Paul or Steph can. Like, it's to me, it's about fit. Robin in San Francisco.
Hey.
Hey, Robin.
How you doing? You're absolutely right. That backcourt is too, we've been too little. But guess what I want to say? You know, human nature, like, those of us who like to shop, we always say we're going to stop shopping. But as soon as we get that one outfit, we keep shopping, okay? That's what Warrior fans sound like, and probably Steph and Dre, you know, in terms of, nobody expected us to win that 22 championship, right? You look at that roster and compared to others, and it didn't look like, you know, it was winnable. So now we win that. We win this one. I bring up the clothes to say this. Now we want to keep going, and now we search it. You know, like a married couple who know it's over, okay? But they keep searching to make these moves, and it's so annoying to listen to. The fact of the matter is they need to get some money and get under, cut their assets so they can rebuild, because them players that they have now that we act like is going to be the new Warriors and stuff, they're going to build them to be assets so they can get talented players. Let me tell you, when they played connected, when they had talent, better talent. You need talent to win. They have average talent. They don't have winning championship talent. And I hope it can just be competitive enough for Curry. This is not Steph Curry's team. He's our superstar. But you play to win and to get better. And hopefully he's still here, because just think about when Steph retired. Okay, who is Golden State going to appeal? Everybody's always talking about homegrown and all of this. What? Simon, tell me, when did basketball start all homegrown? I mean, we're old enough to know. I mean, you know, you had Bird, it was all drafting and stuff. But where do we get this? Only a players here can be homegrown. That's the most absurd thing. You play to win and put the five best players out there with depth around them. That's their goal, and it ain't going to happen this year. Peace out, guys.
Here's the other thing, like, that I'm thinking about with the young players. And I'm not saying, oh, these guys are champions, future champions, but when did we first think that Green, Curry, and Klay Thompson were a championship trio? Like, Steph had been here a few years, probably.
We saw him have success under Mark Jackson in
exactly,
the playoffs.
Exactly. Yeah. That was Steph's, what, second or third year?
Yeah.
Third year, I think? 2012, 2013, yeah.
Would have been his fourth season, I think.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is they were given the opportunity to play and grow. And I think that's where this team is now. They gotta find out more about Kuminga. They gotta find out more about Pajemski and Moody and Trayce Jackson-Davis. Like, to me, that's an infinitely better route than trading a couple of those guys and a couple first rounders in 2025, 26 for a player who you don't know if he can even elevate the Warriors to the playoffs.
Everything you said, I agree with, except you act like you're missing the big Kahuna. How is that going to sit with Steph and Dre doing it that
Draymond
way?
I don't care about. Right, well, and you shouldn't either.
Well, you know,
and the Warriors don't either.
Put some respect on his name. But, like, that doesn't, if they were gone, Stani, that is it. I love it. Well, but they're here. And to Robin's point, she kind of threw it in. Oh, Steph Curry. No, that's the right on the table. Is that enough for him? And that's why they got their possible Lori marketing. They probably like a prop. They don't even want to pull the trigger on that. They're doing that to appease who? And it's not a bad. I believe Curry, and it's well, what he's done, and he's what he's meant, and it's almost a sign of respect. Or are you just going to go to him, hey bud? Hey, you know what? Just
fine.
We're having tryouts.
Again.
We might not make it. We might win 46, 48. Stani, hey, if you're that guy, you go do it that way. But I think they are definitely operating on, man, what's the best chance? Not to win it, Stani. We're trying, Robin. But what's the best way to improve us to where it looks like we're aiming for
and
that?
And you know what to me is the best? Letting these kids play. Because last year, all y'all didn't want, like, oh, the young guys. What about Steph and the young guys? He's not going to like the young guys. The only reason they won 46 games was because of the young guys. Steph had a bad second half. Draymond got suspended and missed 25 games. Klay was a shell of himself. One of the reasons they won 46 games was because of Pajemski, was because of Kuminga, was because of Trace Jackson Davis emerging. It's like, I love Steph, but you know what? He's not a great judge of talent, maybe. I mean, he wanted Avery Bradley.
Listen, I'm asking, what do you do?
You go into the season like you are. If you do, if a move does not present itself that you love, you go to training camp with this team.
Yeah. What, and you which hope, I think is gonna, that's what's gonna happen. Run it back.
Like, I just don't understand. Without playing, Paul. I just don't understand how, if they didn't make the playoffs, how great could Klay and Chris Paul have been? Like, and, I just don't think, just because they're not gonna be here, that's your worst.
But
their replacements.
I know that Mavs, Donnie, but we gotta just give them this. Again, it goes to, were they a natural non-playoff team? To where those two dudes that you just mentioned probably would have been playing a playoff series if 23 doesn't get suspended.
All right.
So maybe it's so not as dire.
Why do you think they're going to be worse next year?
Because they're going to camp with three positions that they don't even, or three, you know what I mean? Like, no. I just don't know. I'm not saying it's impossible, but if you're telling me Wiggins is going to show up, JK takes that jump, and Moody or Pods or whoever, Melton, okay, let's go.
I just don't understand how.
Well, I haven't once told you they're not making the playoffs.
On the one hand, you thought they were a 50 to 52 win team if Draymond doesn't get suspended. So why right now do you think they're worse?
Because I believe Klay had a bearing on the wins more so than you're giving them credit to, and Chris Paul.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, that dude went from getting benched to you coming in here one show saying, "Goo, he might get $30 million on the market." Okay. Like, we care for, he gets hot still with the best of them. When he gets hot.
Why didn't he get 30?
We know the answer.
Exactly. Because nobody thought he was a $30 million player, because the guys who watch the league know his actions, he wasn't very good.
But Stoney, he tapped into getting hot is my point.
That's
it wasn't
great.
About the
well,
dollar.
That's all he can do. He's what? Like, he's.
But that's what Dallas needs him to do.
That's
a better team.
The Warriors can't afford a one-dimensional player who's starting and playing 29 minutes a game. All right. We get out here, right? Right, Evan? Time to get out?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't worry about the calls, because we have a short segment on the other side. That segment was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All this week, our lineup is going to be jacked up.
And it's only for 1 week only. 1 week only.
It'll be Willard and Dibs from 6 to 10.
Come on, let's go.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
No
doubt. Couldn't be more ready.
Fonte and Shasky from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
What is this at?
I'm ready to go. I'm not used to being on at 10:04.
Steiny and Guru from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
The Patron had been hit. The bottle that I just purchased was half empty, Steiny.
All brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
For walkable cities, I'm a yes.
When it comes to sports in the community, I'm a yes.
For affordable housing, I'm a yes.
These are the people of yes. They're your neighbors, your friends.
To end the super commute, I'm a yes.
I'm pro-education, and I'm a yes.
For a new city from the ground up, I'm a yes.
If I could vote, I'd be a yes.
Me too.
Talk to them about it and learn more at eastsolanoplan.com. Ad paid for by California Forever. Ad Committee's top funder, California Forever.
The piping in your house is responsible for providing a safe, reliable flow of water throughout your entire property. And if you're concerned about your home's pipes, you need to call Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Copper repiping results in a much more reliable, efficient, and durable plumbing system. Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain is offering a free estimate for copper repiping with a lifetime warranty. Call 8444-FLO-H2O. That's 8444-FLO-H2O. Or Go to flowingwater.net.
95.7 The Game would like to remind you not to text and drive. Presented by Habas Law. Injuries happen every day. Habas Law believes that no one should suffer because of someone else's carelessness. If you've been wronged, Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS today or donate online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Have you ever had an unwelcome pest in your home? Not fun. ATCO Pest Control has been proud to provide professional pest control in the San Francisco Bay Area for over 35 years, offering guaranteed protection against the pests they treat. ATCO uses natural methods and effective solutions to give you peace of mind and keep your family out of harm's way. Quality pest control doesn't have to empty your savings. Don't wait. For all your pest control needs, go to atcopestcontrol.com today.
Hi, I'm John with Jack's Restaurant and Bar. My brothers and I recorded our first commercial a while back. Got a little chaotic, so I'm here today.
What's going on here, bro?
Are you recording a commercial without us?
Guys, no, I'm just trying to
what? Take all the credit for our half-pound all-natural burgers?
Or the best fish and chips around?
Or 7 mac and cheeses and 14 sandwiches, including a French dip that will change your life?
Or homemade meatloaf, pot roast, and next-level lamb chops?
Or that people can order takeout and delivery by visiting ilovejacks.com?
Guys, no, I'm
just went behind our back.
I knew he would.
Wait till we tell Mom.
Oh, please don't tell Mom.
Real family, great food, ilovejacks.com.
Are you thinking about getting a new TV this week at prime prices? Maybe a Samsung, LG, or a Sony? Before you click, you should check out Video Only, because they've got below prime deals. That's right. Top-rated TVs at better than online prices. Curbside pickup or home delivery are available. Don't click before you call Video Only, because if you do, you'll be sorry.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool's been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Down the tough roads, Donnie. Toyota Tundra.
Now back to Willard and Biz. Take it away, Mark.
All righty, it's Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson. And remember, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?
Listen, we got 7 minutes left. And I've been meaning to ask you, because I don't want you to act different when we're in a different slot, but you've been blowing past our time. You know, I know we got to get back to Wiggins, but there's been like 8 times I've been ready to tell you and ask you about something, and then we get right back to it, which is how we're supposed to do it on radio.
Well, I think I have my best point of the show to be made now.
Oh, go ahead. Then I'm going to just shut up.
Okay, so I'm looking at last year's team. 46 wins.
Still.
It was a disappointment. We didn't make the playoffs. Okay. Let's take a look at our veteran core. Steph Curry faded the second half of the season. Draymond Green suspended a third of the season. Klay Thompson unhappy with his role and the amount of respect he thought he got should have been more. Andrew Wiggins, another of a year for Andrew Wiggins. And even Kevon Looney fell off the map. Those are your five guys that, hey, oh, they're the champions though. Okay. Now look at the four young guys. Pajemski, he had a damn good rookie year. Kuminga took another step. Trace Jackson Davis emerged in the second half of the season. Moses Moody, yeah, you know what? He helped. He was a rotation player.
The man.
So my question is, you didn't make the playoffs. The young players were the positives last year. The veterans were the disappointment. Why would you get rid of the young players? I can't do it.
Talking to Joe Lacob.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if 23 doesn't get suspended, that's the biggest thing that happened last year to threw them off and why they missed their
right.
target.
It was the veterans that cost them.
But Draymond wasn't sorry when he was not out there. It was the fact that he wasn't out there and they lost games.
But my point is, those five guys all had subpar years.
Yeah.
I think. So I'm not giving up my young guys.
Well, the Warriors are trying.
Well, we don't know that. And again, I am not convinced that the Warriors, or I should say this, I'm not convinced Mike Dunleavy is gung-ho about giving up young players and future picks.
But if his boss tells him to do it, he has to do it.
You got
to
make phone calls. But again, back to my original point, Goo. It's like they chirped about getting a big boy and we all knew it wasn't going to be able to get done for the most part because they have salary issues. What do you want to ask me?
Stanley, first of all, that was a very well-constructed point. Probably your best of the day. I would agree with you. If it was your best point of the day, your strongest argument, why would you wait 3 hours and 50 minutes to present it?
It's called the tease, people.
Well, you paid it off.
Because you know what? With me, my latest opinions are always the best. So,
analytics.
I build up. What'd you want to ask me?
Well, it's kind of...
Well, we got 5 minutes.
All right. I mean this.
Oh, no.
This is personal.
Oh, boy.
Is there anything about your golf game that you would do different that transpired in the tournament?
What do you mean?
Like, do you feel like, you know, you left something out there, you didn't do this. When you drove home, did you feel like, you know what? I didn't do this, that's why I didn't.
No, strangely.
This is your post-game presser.
Oh, okay. Strange.
Because I'm going to have mine for my domino tournament.
Well, mine's going to last 5 minutes.
Forever. Just get in and get out.
Strangely, I've taken 3 golf trips in the last year, counting last year. Uh-huh. And, yeah, I drove home and was ambivalent. Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't great.
But your routine and everything, you felt like you were ready. Like, why have you been shooting 85 a different course?
The courses were ridiculously hard. They're just harder. They're longer. They're harder. The rough is more rough. The greens are trickier.
Well, damn.
I'm not going to shoot an 83 at Old Greenwood. Like I might be able to at Karika Park.
Who won it? Because they deserve it.
A guy named Aaron.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aaron won.
Yeah, and he has a handicap, actually, higher than I do. But he played one great round.
You reap what you sow, brother.
No, I just got to give him love.
Your domino tournament.
I just want a PSA. Dominoes are a fluke. I hear so many men and women say they're dominologists. You are a victim of circumstance. You know how much luck goes into the game of dominoes. So just miss me when you're playing cutthroat about how good you are. It depends on if you got people that don't know how to count, don't know how to play next to you. I needed the money, man. I needed to win. And Carrington won, Kane won. But
Carrington.
And it's just... I was a victim of people not knowing how to play next to me. That's all. Yeah. Dominoes is a luck of the draw. I don't want to hear, I know to count the board. It's luck. And it's okay. That's all. Yeah.
So is blackjack, but there's some players that are better than others.
And I leave the table when I see them and smell them. I know. Let me get up. But dominoes, you're just, Steiny.
See, I'm different than you. Like you, when I'm at a $2 table, I know that the guys aren't going to be serious who are playing. Get yourself to a $50 table.
I go to the 25, Jack.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
You see me in Vegas?
You were at the $10 table.
Oh, sorry, stop.
And even there, you only lasted 7 minutes.
You're only at the craps table from what I saw.
I did the $25 table. That's when you know it's... Anyway, back to Wiggins. How you do today, day one? What you going to the gym tomorrow? I need you to.
No, I'm going to go for a walk.
Get that blood.
Okay, here's what
that is your dojo.
You know what? She's not listening now, too. So get this.
Dojo was
let me just quick ask you this. So today, Susan, that's my partner, everybody. Yeah. She went to the dentist. She comes back and she goes, hey, they had an appointment at 10 a.m. tomorrow. I know you got a new shift, so I made you an appointment.
Oh, my goodness. What?
I don't want to go to the dentist tomorrow.
Did you tell her that?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And she said, well, I made it for you. And I'm like, I don't want to go to the dentist tomorrow. Why? What? I don't like
the time.
Yeah. I don't like it happening tomorrow. And I told her, I don't like the dentist either.
So she goes,
SMH.
Wow.
I'm like, what don't you understand?
What would you get? A clean? Let me see.
No.
You could use a cleaning. We all can.
I need to prepare for the dentist.
You need those Bonte Hill pearly whites.
Dude, have you? And he's acting like we don't know.
They're invisible.
What's going on? I'm looking at him like, Steiny, these things are white as... I gotta be careful here. Oh, snow. Boy.
They're white as snow.
A great show on Prime. Cocaine Hotel. Incredible on Prime.
What's it about?
The mob.
Oh,
in the 70s.
Okay.
And Miami Beat. Yeah,
pearly whites.
All right, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You know what? I guess now is when I do need a sign off.
Well, yeah, but...
I'll work on it
over the week. Best of is coming up next on 95.7 The Game. I'll be hosting today.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some features from earlier in the show. Honestly, I got to catch up because the whole time shift has made me... Like, usually I listen to the morning show, but then... I want to hear what Bonte and Shasky have to say. So
I'll be in a wall, too. You guys wouldn't notice.
Yeah. No, the change is not permanent. It's for the rest of the week and the rest of the week only on 95. Thanks to Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.